The past can often give us a window into the future. And for that perspective on this election day, we're joined by Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. And Julian, let's start with turnout. Even before today, we've already seen unprecedented levels of mail-in voting and early voting in person in many states. How does this compare with past elections?
Well, it's a huge difference. We haven't had this before. We have over 100 million Americans who voted by mail or in person. That's about twice the early vote in 2016, 70% of the entire vote in 2016, and we're seeing that in specific states. So it's pretty dramatic how people have already cast their ballot even before we reach today.
Yeah, something else I'm thinking a lot about, though. We're in the midst of a pandemic. More than 200,000 people have died from COVID-19. We have an administration unlike any other. Millions of people are out of work. How does all of this impact the surge in early voting we've seen this election?
Well, it's essential, I think, in two ways. First, people feel the weight of this being a historic election. So I think feelings are very intense about the president, about the situation and the conditions that we face. And second, the pandemic has created since last March real fears about what election day would be like. So I think a lot of people not only wanted to register their vote as soon as they could, but they wanted to do it before they would face long lines and any uncertainties of voting day in terms of catching this virus. So I think both have been essential to why we're seeing these numbers.
Are there any past elections that actually compare to 2020 when it comes to the level of interest, the level of voting?
Yeah, I mean, there are other historic elections. 1968 was a little odd in the 20th century in that you reached almost 60% voting levels, which is unusual for the 20th century. 2008, I think the overall voting was about 57%. People felt during the war in Iraq and the end of the Bush presidency that the stakes were very high. So we have had elections like this. We haven't had a presidential election in the middle of a pandemic, just to add to that sense of urgency.
Where are you on this question of what's at stake in this election? Some are calling it the most important in U.S. history.
All presidential elections, we don't have that many of them, are historic by definition. But some are more historic than others. And for me, this fits in the 1860, 1932, 1968, 1980 category. It's going to say a lot about a reckoning that the nation is having with Trumpian conservatism. The Republican Party that President Trump has exposed and promoted, today, American voters decide, is this a kind of leadership that's worthy of having four more years in power or not? And I think that's a big question that makes this pretty significant in terms of where we are and the kinds of stresses our democratic institutions will face in the next few years.
We're expecting a lot of legal challenges in some key states if the vote is as close as polls are indicating it might be. That is not unusual in a close election, but are you reminded of past election days where there was also a high level of anxiety over lawsuits or disputed results?
Yeah, I mean, we've had elections like 1876 or 2000, famously, for contemporary listeners, where this played out in the courts, it played out in Congress, it played out as a challenge over recounting ballots and counting ballots. And it looks like that might be what we have today. We'll see what happens as the day unfolds. What's different is all the advanced discussion of it, the memories of 2000, I think, have shaped what people are anticipating. And the president's own words, where he's raising threats about challenging the votes, is different than certainly the 2000 election. And we've seen real challenges already, like in Texas, where Republicans tried to invalidate a legitimate vote. So when you have all that before Election Day arrives, the anxiety is going to be much higher than even those other ones.
Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you.
Thanks for having me.